Hello and welcome to the Pinstripe Podcast. My name's Lexi and I have been a Yankee fan my entire life. I cannot remember a single day of my life that I was not thinking about Yankees baseball. And I decided, you know what? It's just time to talk about it. I love to talk about baseball. And I decided that this was the platform I wanted to do it on. Yankees Twitter is electric, but I decided to take it that next step, bring it into a podcast, talk it out. And in the future, I'm going to end up having my brother as a co-host because he also lives and breathes Yankees baseball. But we are not, I'm at school, he's at home, we're very far apart, and it's just easier to start off now, you know, pre-spring training to just get us going for me to just take it on my own. So as excited as I am for the Yankee season, I really cannot wait for this 2020 season. I think it is going to be so exciting. I want to talk about the second biggest move that happened this offseason. The first biggest move, undoubtedly, Gerrit Cole coming to New York, just really making everybody's day in New York. You know, Evil Empire's back. We have the next 9 years, we are going to crush baseball. But the other big news recently happened, and it is the Mookie Betts trade. And I just want to sit down and talk about how this breaks down and really affects the New York Yankees, because I think that this, if we didn't already have the American League lockdown, I really think that this pushed us over the edge and really made it ours. So in the American League East, we've got the Red Sox, who just traded away their best player, their franchise player, the guy who was like the heart and soul of not only the Red Sox, that man is the heart and soul of Boston. I go to school in Boston, which I know is extremely scary as a Yankees fan, and you're probably saying, why would you ever do that? It's a long story, but Mookie Betts is so loved by this city, and they just straight up said, you're not worth the money. We don't want to go over that price, and we don't want to push the luxury tax, and they got rid of him, which is, I think, absolutely crazy, absolutely bonkers. They really just gave up. They said, we care more about our money than about winning. Sorry about that door. I'm in a dorm. But I really can't believe that they did that. It still blows my mind. Everybody here at school is very upset about it. I think I'm the only person on campus who is so over the moon about it, because that just completely, if last season didn't show that Boston was out of here because they stopped cheating, you know, them getting rid of Mookie Betts really locked in that they are no longer a threat in the American League East. Along with them, we have the Orioles, who, when's the last time someone was threatened by the Orioles? I mean, maybe when they had Machado, but then again, like, were you really threatened by the Orioles with Machado, or were you just threatened by Manny Machado? And I really thought, I had a lot of faith in them maybe turning it around, becoming a solid competitor in the East once they lost Machado, because I feel like he is a lot to handle in a dugout and in a clubhouse. I don't know if I'm really into his personality of being like, oh, the whole league is against me because of Machado, because of my name. And I thought that maybe getting rid of him would help them out. It really didn't. It just really, really didn't. But, I mean, the Yankees can beat the Orioles, I think, with their eyes closed. Unless a lot of people think opening day we're going to lose to them. But you know what? Opening day is opening day. Got to shake the rust off. I know that's what spring training's for, but it's whatever. I don't think the Orioles are going to be much of a threat to us in the American League at all. These next two, so the Rays. We've got the Rays. And last season, we outslugged them. I did the math. We outslugged them by about a point. Well, I guess it's out of 100. They slugged about 4.049, and I took Didi out of our lineup and did the math of last year, because unfortunately we have lost Sir Didi, my absolute favorite Yankee. I think, like, ever. I love Derek Jeter. I love him to death. But I love Didi Gregorius, and I'm going to support him in Philly as much as I can. But so I took him out of the lineup, and they slugged 4.049, and without Didi, we were still out slugging them 4.119. So I think that they'll be a competitor. They will. And I think that, you know, when we play them in, like, when we play against them in season, they'll be good games. But I think in total, we'll be able to pull out ahead of them without an issue. The Blue Jays are going to be an interesting team to start watching. So they added Ryu over the offseason, and I think it was a total steal. I really think he should have gotten at least $100 million. And I think he's a great addition to a growing team. I don't think that Bo Bichette and Vlad Guerrero Jr. are quite at the level to compete and be like this, the team, like the team to beat. But I definitely think that they are someone that we are going to have to watch for in the future. But I do think that they're going to be an exciting team to watch. They're a young team with a lot of heart, and Ryu's going to throw really well. I think he's going to have another really good season, but I don't think they're a real threat to the Yankees. So Mookie leaving really, really locked down the American League East. I already thought that the Yankees pretty much had it locked down once they added Gerrit Cole. But completely taking the Red Sox out of the division pretty much really, really made it a lock. So if we move outside of the East, so now we're thinking, you know, we're looking to get the Yankees to the World Series, which I think is what the check to Gerrit Cole was for. So if we move outside, we have the Astros. So first of all, they can't cheat. So their home numbers are going to be just as crappy as their away numbers. I think that's the most fascinating thing that I've seen since the whole cheating scandal has come out, is that if you compare Jose Altuve's away numbers to his home numbers, it's night and day. Like, he is not that, like, that same hitter that everybody talks about. He really, like, steps down when he, you know, didn't have a trash can telling him that a curveball or whatever was coming. Like, so they can't cheat anymore. Neither can the Red Sox, so that's also why they're out of here, because we've got two people that were cheating and now neither of them can cheat. So that'll help. The Red Sox also still don't have a manager. So I don't even know if they're gonna have, like, can you have a team without a manager? Like, if they just never hire a manager, what's gonna happen? I'm genuinely curious, because pitchers and catchers are starting to report. Everybody's starting to turn up in Florida, and there's no manager. And I thought that they were going to wait to release it, like, a few days after the Mookie trade. I don't know if anything is going to come up between when I'm recording this and when I am posting it. Let's see if anybody has tweeted anything. Nope. No action. It's right now Thursday night, and the Red Sox are still managerless. It's kind of fun game to play. But like I was saying, the Astros can't cheat anymore, so they're going to have crappy home numbers. And they lost Cole, so the rotation has really taken a step down. Like, they do still have Greinke, and they still have Verlander, so they've got two strong pitchers. But who else do they, like, who's their third starter, fourth starter? Like, are they just going to have Verlander and Greinke's arm, like, fall off, and they're just going to pitch every 2 days? I'm wondering. I'm very curious, because that rotation was deadly. Like, yes, they were cheating offensively, but defensively and in their pitching rotation, it was a strong rotation. You know, you went Cole, Greinke, Verlander. Like, those are three top tier pitchers all in the same organization, which on top of that was offensively cheating. Of course they're going to win. Like, of course they are. It's impossible to not. So I don't think the Astros could be a threat if they really take this, you know, us against them kind of spin that they're trying to turn the cheating scandal into, and really, really ride with that and like feel it in them. But the thing is, the Yankees are so mad about the Red Sox cheating and the Astros cheating because that was two World Series that they could have been in that they couldn't be in because they cheated. And it's frustrating. And I think that that's going to really push the Yankees if they face either of those teams in any round of the playoffs. Like if the Red Sox somehow shimmy their way in there and the Astros get up there too, that is really going to be what pushes the Yankees in front of them, is the sheer hatred and anger that they have against those two teams. And I don't think they're going to be an issue at all. The Angels, however, as we move out west, I'm going to hop over there, are going to be offensively insane. So let's just pull up their current roster right now. So offensively, they are going to Angels hitters, right? Angels lineup. Let's go with that. So they have Jock Peterson, who is he's going to be very helpful. He's a good player. They've got Shohei Ohtani, this is if they all manage to stay healthy. Shohei Ohtani, really, if he could stay healthy, he could be a threat, but I really think that this whole having him hit on his off days instead of like on his off pitching days, I think that's really going to put a lot of wear and tear on him. And I know that people are like, oh, well, like position players play every day or like every 5 days or 5 days and then take an off day and they hit and they don't have the wear and tear. He hasn't really done it enough for me to be like, he is 100% going to play all year, no injuries. But we're going to go off if there are no injuries. We've got Shohei Ohtani. We've got Mike Trout, who is, no matter how much people are like, oh, like he's not that good, he hasn't won a title, he is a fantastic athlete. I don't think he's really gotten hurt much. He broke his hand at one point, but he is an offensive threat no matter what. So we've got Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout, Anthony Rendon, who I cannot believe left the Nationals, but he did. They've got Albert Pujols, who you can say he's old all you want. The man can still rake. He rakes. And to wrap up their like big names, they've also got Justin Upton, who, again, you might say, oh, maybe he's a little old, I don't know, but he is going to help them offensively. They are going to have really solid offense. But here's the thing, none of their pitchers have an ERA below like 4.8. Like, that's their lowest ERA. They are going to give up so many runs. And against an offense like the Yankees offense, right? They are like, okay, sure, Angels, go and score 10 runs a game, but the Yankees are going to take advantage of your crappy pitching and they're going to score just as much. If you can't pitch, you can't win games. You can hit all you want. Pitching is really what is pushing clubs over the edge, and that's where the money's going. That's why the Yankees spent all that $300 on Gerrit Cole. That's why. Like, pitching is the heart and soul of a baseball team and a baseball club. And if you, congratulations, you can score that many runs. If you can't defend it and you can't shut that other team down, not worth it. I'm going to take a hot take on the White Sox, and I think that they are going to really compete this year. I don't think they're going to be fantastic. I don't think that like the White Sox are like the Yankees' biggest competition in the American League. I do think that lies in the Angels. I think that the Angels are probably our biggest American League opponent, or the Astros, because I just feel like those smug little bastards are going to somehow spin this and use it as like ammo and just like, but also I think that, I don't know, it depends on how the entire league reacts to the Astros. If people are like, okay, like they cheated, let's move on. But if the entire league is mad at them, they are not going to do well at all. But back to the White Sox. I think they're going to have a solid year. I don't think they're going to be fantastic, but I do really think that they are going to be on the incline. Tim Anderson is exciting to watch. That man is passionate about baseball, and that's contagious. That passion and excitement and drive to have an entertaining baseball game and have fun and be good is contagious, and I think will really spread throughout the club. And I think that that'll really, really bring them, like, some good energy. They also picked up Edwin Encarnacion from the Yankees. I know Yankees fans are pretty split on their opinion of him, but he's going to bring power to a team that, you know, they struggled last year, and they just need something to really wake it up and help them, you know, produce some runs. So I think the two of them in the lineup is going to be pretty exciting to watch. And then they added Kutchel to their rotation. He's a pretty decent lefty. I'm not saying they're going to be fantastic, but I definitely think that they're going to be a decent team. And then we have the Minnesota Twins. Need I say more? Yankees fans know that we actually own two teams. So we have the New York Yankees, and then we also own the Minnesota Twins. There is just no such thing as competition between the Yankees and the Twins. There's not. They just fold to us, which last year was comical because they were competitors last year. Like, they're a decent club. And, you know, they put up good numbers, but they just cannot play against the Yankees. They can't do it. And it's so much fun for us. You can tell the players love to play the Twins because they love to just destroy the Twins. And it's exciting. Can't wait to watch those games this year. It's going to be a fully healthy Yankees lineup against the Minnesota Twins. It's going to be great. We might see the first, like, mercy rule in baseball. So along with the Mookie trade, we also suffered a loss. You know, we lost our favorite guy, David Price. And it's unfortunate because the numbers that our guys put up against David Price is absolutely ridiculous. My first Yankees-Red Sox game that I ever went to, it was at Yankee Stadium, and David Price was pitching. And within, like, the first three innings, I think we had five runs, and it was all off home runs. It was electric. We just light him up. And unfortunately, we're just not going to be able to do it as much as we could last season or in previous seasons because we're not going to see him as many times. But although this is far too early to be saying, we can just do it in the World Series when the Yankees play the Dodgers. And the Dodgers, since they're not only professional baseball players, they are also professional choke artists, will lose in Game 6. With David Price on the mound, the Yankees will light him up, and it will be absolutely chef's kiss beautiful. Really, really can't wait. And I can't wait to see Gerrit Cole on a float in New York raising the trophy. Oh, it's going to be so nice. It is going to feel so good. And it is so nice of the Red Sox to just give us the World Series. Like, that is just so nice. And people are going to say, you know, the Dodgers are now, they're scary. Yeah, they are scary. Okay, I get it. Like, Cody Bellinger is scary. Josh Turner. Like, they have a very good lineup. But I just think that we are better. And that's not coming, it is coming from a biased New York Yankees fan. Okay, but I think that us being beaten the last 2 years by teams that ended up that they were cheating, I think that is really going to have a lot to do with us, hopefully, because I don't want to jinx it. Let me knock on wood, lifting that trophy in October, because the feeling that those players definitely have now is just, they must be so angry and passionate to get back to where they belonged the last 2 years. And we didn't, because two teams decided to cheat, because Alex Cora decided to bring his fun little game from Houston to Boston. And now look at you. You got rid of you. Alex Cora got fired. Mookie Betts is gone. David Price is gone. The Red Sox fell apart. The Astros lost Gerrit Cole, fell apart. The entire baseball population, hates the Houston Astros. The Astros are getting more hate than the Red Sox are, because they definitely did it more. They did it, 100%, they and it's been confirmed that they did it. And they are all just so cocky and so, act like they are so above everything. And that's why baseball hates them right now, because they just think that they just run the world. And they are just, I cannot wait for them to get beaten. If they make the playoffs beaten, it would be so beautiful if they didn't make the playoffs. That would be so nice. But I do think that they are going to be able to get into the playoffs. But so, yeah, my way too early call is Dodgers-Yankees World Series, with the Yankees hopefully beating David Price in the last game. It would just be beautiful. But the one thing that I really can't believe is I'm trying to wrap my head around the Red Sox. And I've asked a lot of my peers here at school, because a lot of them are Red Sox fans, and it's hard to have the conversation with them. It's hard to talk to them about anything in New England sports. It's a real struggle, because they think that every sport they play here, they are the best. You know, they think Tom Brady walks on water. They don't think that the cheating scandal with the Red Sox is that bad. Newsflash, it is that bad. It's terrible. You guys cheated. That is illegal. But the Red Sox were completely ripped off on this deal, because they still need to pay David Price. And they got rid of, Mookie, obviously. Like, he is the heart and soul of Boston. Not anymore, but he was. And he's now, I really still can't even believe that it happened. It really blows my mind. And all of this is happening without a manager. And I cannot wait to see what the hell they do at spring training. They had, their big truck day of, them shipping down. And Jared Carrabas of Barstool was tweeting, and he's like, hey, might not be a great idea to be celebrating going to spring training when we just, you know, got caught in the biggest cheating scandal in sports and don't have a manager and are about to trade away our best player. And it's just, the Red Sox just, New England sports in general, I'm going to call them all out, just act like they are so above everybody else. And it is so painful to be here and be so invested in sports and them to not even care about, whatever, you know, we're the Red Sox, so screw you. And I'm like, you guys cheated. You cheated. Just quickly to wrap up here, James Paxton did get back surgery today, which is unfortunate for Big Maple. I don't know why he did it this late, but I am not a doctor and I'm not going to try to be one like everybody on Yankees Twitter, who is just like, I don't know why he went now. He should have gone right after, you know, right after season ended. Okay, maybe they didn't think he needed it then. All right, let's relax. But Scott Boras just said that he should be ready by the beginning third of the season. You know, I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens over the next few weeks, to see who they're going to use to fill in for him. Devi Garcia has been a name that's been thrown around, and I'm quite interested. I think that we have a pretty solid rotation. You know, Paxton definitely was a good piece to have in it, but I think that we will be able to survive for a little bit without him, and he's going to be back around May. If everything goes well and goes smoothly through everything that's going on, his rehab and stuff. But I'm upset, you know, I'm going to miss him while he's gone, but I do think that we're we're going to be all right without Big Maple in our lineup, I don't think. Or not our lineup, our rotation. I think we're going to be able to handle it. But that's it for today. My name, again, is Lexi. If you want to follow me on Twitter to keep up with whenever I see anything happening Yankees, it's just Lexi Semancek, and I'll spell it out. LexiSemancik. I follow back. We can talk Yankees all we want. And I'll see you next week. This is the Pinstripe Podcast.